For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Billy. Welcome. Glad to have you here today.
Well, I'm glad someone is. I don't know. This is like, I don't even know why I emailed you. This is like the worst idea I've ever had.
Oh, Dick. No. That's not going to be possible. Like, it's going to be a simple conversation,
Yeah. Okay?
Like, this is going to be all right.
We're just going to talk to you.
Yeah.
Going to put you on hold for a bit, line up Tina.
Yeah.
And just go from there.
Bingo. No big deal.
I don't know. It really feels like a pretty big deal.
Well, why, man? Like, we're just trying to find out what's going on with Tina. We can make this simple, painless even.
It seemed like a better idea in my head, I think. Like, you know, when I was drunk? and before you actually called.
That I understand.
Look. Let's just jump right in, mm-hmm. Okay? You met her through work. Can you explain that?
All right, here goes. So I work a sales job, and you know, she's over with one of my best clients. You know, I'm always there.
Nice.
And we just got a little more familiar with each other, you know, kind of each time we met. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm there 3 or 4 times a week. So, you know, we really get to talking quite a bit.
Okay.
And so one day she let it slip that she's single. So, you know, I guess she struck while the iron is hot, you know what I mean.
Nice.
Yeah. I told her she should let me take her out for lunch sometime. You know, nothing too crazy.
Ew, lunch.
So she was good with the lunch thing?
Hey, I know how it sounds, but in my defense, you know, I thought it was the best way to handle the situation, you know?
Okay.
Trying to keep it professional. We were at work, and I wanted it to be kind of low-key. So, you know, I didn't really get a read on her about it because, dude, like, I swear, like, her boss popped up out of nowhere, like, saying he needed some documents or something.
Of course.
And it kind of just, like, ruined the whole vibe.
Okay. Mm.
So I just told her to text me later, and, well, she did.
Okay, so you go out.
To lunch.
Right. How does that go?
I mean, I thought we had a great time. Honestly, I mean, you know, I didn't break the bank or anything, but I wanted to make up for the whole lunch date thing. So I ended up taking her somewhere pretty nice.
Ooh, nice.
You know, I'm really partial to their mixed drinks.
Oh, a martini
so,
lunch.
Yeah. Good food, good cocktails, amazing company.
Okay, anything jump off after that?
No. You know, there wasn't any kind of expectation or anything on my end. I mean, she had to get back to the office. And, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, play hooky either. So, you know, I was just trying to plant the seed, I guess.
Plant the seed?
Meaning?
I mean, you know, I'm saying, I wasn't, like, trying to, like, you know, totally sweep her off her feet or anything on the first date, right? Like, I was just looking to get some time with her outside of a cubicle. That's all. Give her a little taste, you know.
Okay. Right.
You know, I'm more than just the dude that comes around to collect the checks every now and again, you know, and I wanted her to know that.
Right, the seed of inspiration. Yeah. All right, okay, so continue. Where do we go from there?
Literally nowhere. Like, I don't think I did anything to set her off. So it's got to be something we can talk through, right? Like, I can talk my way out of almost anything, so let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always the hope here.
It's an encouraging sign. But you're sure there wasn't anything that seemed odd, off, or... Like, do you have any theories about what could be going on? Or maybe she's just busy or something, one of those?
I mean, honestly, no, I don't know. Like, I wasn't trying to flex, but maybe I did anyway.
Oh.
I like really nice restaurants, and, you know, I'm kind of a foodie, and I like to treat myself, and I like to treat my ladies, so...
Oh.
You know, I could eat steak au pois bois for every meal.
What?
Steak au pois. Yes.
What?
Okay. Okay.
She says that she chokes on some egg whites.
I don't know. Like, maybe she just thought it was, like, all a bit too much, I guess.
Maybe.
But, I mean, it was only lunch after, like, it was only lunch. So maybe she felt like I was, like, trying to buy her affection or something. Like, so, I don't know. Does that happen?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It does seem like a weird reason to ghost a person. But, you know, let's find out. Get her on the phone. See what she has to say. We're going to talk to Tina coming up next with Frito and Katie. It's going to be about around 7:20.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Billy and Tina, they met at her office, right? He's in sales, he said. Yeah. He invited her to lunch.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, she's not dating him because it was a lunch date. It sounds like it was a bougie lunch date.
I heard martini lunch, I presume.
I heard a dish I've never heard of in my life.
Steak au poivre. He had a very creative way, but hey, you like what you like.
Yeah.
I'm into it. If I could live that way, I probably would too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly what I was thinking. So, did that rub her the wrong way or is something else going on?
Mm.
Let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Tina? No, this is Tina. Hey, Tina.
Ah.
Yeah. Who's this?
We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Do you have a second by chance?
Sure. What's up?
So we are calling you, Tina, to offer you this cool date package that we give away on our show. You'd get to pick essentially anything you want to do, right? We will even pay for it. The only thing, the only little hiccup here is you would have to use it with the person who entered you for it in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Someone put me up for this. Who are we talking about?
His name's Billy. Do you know what we're talking about, Billy?
No.
No?
No?
No, you don't know who we're talking about or no to the date in general?
No to the date. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Did something happen? Something go wrong?
Yeah, like, how much time do you have?
Anywhere between 5 to 7 minutes, actually.
Okay. Oddly specific.
You're telling us.
Okay, so we go out to lunch, right?
Okay.
And I know you're thinking, yeah, the idea of a lunch was kind of a blow to my ego at first.
Yes!
But,
yeah.
But he takes me to a really swanky spot. You know, we did multiple courses, steaks, drinks. We split a dessert.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the end of it, I was totally stuffed. But then he tried to pay with a Snap card.
What?
Wait, did...
For real?
Did...
Yeah. At first, I thought he was joking. I mean, we had a pretty lavish meal. I mean, especially by my regular lunch habits.
By anyone's, the way you've described it.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the waiter left, too. But, no, it turns out he was totally serious.
God, that's awkward. All right. So what happened next?
I just paid for it with my regular card. It was no big deal. I was absolutely going to ask them.
Okay. Wow. So,
He's on the phone.
Yeah, he's wondering why you weren't calling him back.
Well, that's why.
That would do it, yeah. Mm.
What's the problem, though?
Okay, I guess I should mention, I don't know anything about this guy's life or his finances. He's got SNAP benefits, that happens.
Yeah, sure, but Billy doesn't need them. He makes so much money. He's clearly scamming the system, and it's disgusting.
No, but you don't know that, right? Like, you just suspect that.
Well, it's... Dude, it's pretty suspicious.
I will agree.
Billy, what's going on here?
No, guys, she's not entirely wrong. Like, I guess I just feel like I kind of got lucky is all.
Lucky?
What?
Okay, look, like, I don't know what happened. Like, I was on hard times for a bit, a little while back, and they, you know, I don't know. They just, like, never turned them off. So, big win for me, right?
What?
Big win for you? I mean, like, this is what I'm talking about. This is my problem. It's fraud, Billy.
Yeah,
like you're running some kind of scam here, and it doesn't even make sense.
I'm really not, though. Like I said, I just kind of lucked into this. Like, and who am I to look a gift horse in the mouth? You know, like,
okay, why wouldn't you just get with them and figure it out instead of this?
Yeah, like what you're doing now. Like, there are people out there that legitimately need some help. You don't like use these often, do you?
Yeah, like people need help and he's just out here gaming the system.
Yes.
No, like I don't see it that way. Like I enjoy using them. I get my money's worth and I can't lie. It's nice to have the extra padding, you know?
Extra padding?
That is horrible. You're gross.
I'm gross? You know what's gross? What's gross is the fact that the government wastes money every second of every day and none of that goes to you or me. All they do is line their own pockets, and you're supposed to smile and say you're happy to be there while everyone else gets rich off of your hard work. The little guy never gets the W. So when I find a system, just one, that works out in my favor, I'm never looking back, okay?
Well,
yikes.
Are you high? Why wouldn't you take advantage of that sort of thing?
I don't think she's high.
She's
correct. You're defrauding the government.
That's exactly what you're doing.
It is not my fault that the government is too dumb to know where their money is going.
Are you sure?
That their rules can't get a little bent. Y'all want to judge me? Fine. But you know what? I'm just trying to get ahead. I didn't rip anyone off. I have no idea what accounting here is happening here. It's just freaking out for me. So I'm going to keep using it. And I'm not doing anything wrong. It's
right.
ridiculous that you're even oh. saying I am. I'm simply benefiting from someone else's mistake.
It's
So my mind isn't changing on this one.
No doubt.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm not kind of shocked. Thanks for your time, guys. Like, we really appreciate it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.